You know, if something you thought to be true about your money was not true, wouldn't you want to know all about it? Hey, that's the question we have for you to consider during our show today on Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor. It's good to be here and good to be your host. We have a wonderful guest joining us once again today. A lot of information coming your way, so you'll want to be certainly attentive to what we have to say. Patrick Smith is joining us once again on the show. Patrick has been in the financial services industry for some 40 years. And one that we love to turn to when it comes to matters of what we have to discuss today. For the last 27 of those years, he served here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. Patrick, we're going to continue with more of the conversation about how money works and, more importantly, how helping people will increase their wealth awareness. Welcome back. Good to see you, brother.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, that's right. Thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, today we're going to talk about what you refer to as money leaks. This is a term that you mentioned to us in some of our previous conversations. But for those who are new to what we have to say, Patrick, let's define money leaks as we begin.
Well, Ron, money leaks are major negative transfers of wealth that occur in people's lives every day.
Yeah.
Many times this happens unnecessarily, and most of the time it's happening to people and they aren't even aware of it. And that's is why we have created the wealth awareness process. Before we do anything else with a client, we first take the time to teach them how money works. We help them increase their awareness about their money, and with more understanding about their money, they are empowered to make better decisions for their financial future.
And you know, all this time I thought money leaks was my wallet leaking when I went to Walmart, you know, and so it's more than that, isn't it? You know, as a matter of fact, Patrick, we have a scripture reference from Proverbs that really speaks about that very thing, and it's Proverbs 27 verses 23 and 24, and it says this: "Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds, for riches are not forever." And that's a powerful message out of Proverbs, Patrick.
Yep, that's right. And in the Message Bible, it says it this way: "Don't take them for granted. Possessions don't last forever, you know." Mm. The rest of the passage goes on to say this: "And then when the crops are in and the harvest is stored in the barns, you can knit sweaters from lamb's wool and sell your goats for a profit. There will be plenty of milk and meat to last your family through the winter." That is good news. That people need in their financial planning today.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me say it before: when you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now.
It is the process of the Word of God not returning void to us, and it's always good news when we can share scripture like that and see good news on the horizon financially that looks so clouded that we see today. Patrick, you said that these money leaks are major negative transfers of wealth. Sounds to me like you're not really talking about spending too much money on eating out or buying clothes, things like that, right?
That's exactly right. I'm not talking about overspending on lifestyle. If someone is overspending on their lifestyle to the point of being so overloaded with debt that they have reached the point of crisis, then that is a debt problem, and that's an entirely separate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about most folks out there who are working hard, doing the best they know how to plan for their financial future. They're doing everything they've been taught. They're able to meet their needs and take care of their family, and they're getting by. But when they look down the road at the future, it seems like they can't quite get their money moving ahead to be where they want it to be or mm-hmm. where it should be
mm-hmm.
and where they'll need it to be to live off of at retirement or to pay for kids' college or to pay for a daughter's wedding or things like that.
Sure, sure.
All these things that conventional financial wisdom is telling them that they should be able to do if they're doing everything the way they've been told.
And it's things like the, you know, kids' college and paying for that, paying for a daughter's wedding, buying your teenager a car when the time comes. It's those sorts of things that we want to be able to do in our life. And Patrick's going to share ways that we can create that elbow room, if you will, to be able to do these things. Patrick, if these money leaks are not occurring in our daily spending on lifestyle, then where are these major negative transfers of our wealth taking place? How do we recognize them, as a matter of fact?
Well, in order to learn where these money leaks are occurring, you first have to begin with a new thought process. You might ask, Patrick, why do I need a new thought process?
Mm-hmm.
Because more important than what financial vehicle you have your money in and its rate of return, it's important knowing how it works.
Well, I think it also begs the question at this point, why really is understanding how money works more important than where we have our money and frankly, the rate that it's earning?
Because it's difficult to find the right solution if you begin with the wrong premise.
I see.
Think of it this way. Let's say you were going to take a vacation. When planning a trip, Ron, what's the first thing you need to know?
Well, I would think that the first thing you need to know, just off the top of my head, is maybe where you're going.
Sorry, Ron.
Really?
But that's not it.
Man.
The first thing you need to know is where you are.
Yeah.
When you go online to book plane tickets for a vacation, the first thing you have to enter into the computer is your point of destination.
Mm-hmm.
Is not your point of destination, but it's your point of departure.
Yeah.
Because you cannot determine anything about what it's going to take to get to your point of destination when you don't know where you're starting.
It's where we are positionally that's going to determine where we're going.
Correct.
Incredible. You know, and that's why you stated a moment ago, Patrick, that the first thing you do when someone meets with you is to educate them and help them get a true picture of where they are on the road toward their financial goals, right?
That's right. To make the best choices for your financial future, you need to know you have success in your planning.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know where you really are, not a guesstimate mm-hmm. of where you think you are or where you hope you are.
Right.
And the educational process of increasing your awareness about your money starts with scheduling that first Money Work session with us.
And the Money Work session really works this way, and it's really the beginning of a process. It's called the Wealth Awareness Process, and it's all about learning how your money works. The great news about this, it's free of charge, no cost involved. There's no obligation at the end of the time that you'll sit down with Patrick Smith, and there's no product sales pitch, nothing like that. This is a very respectful, very private one-on-one time that you can sit down with Patrick Smith. Because where you are positionally may not be where your neighbor is positionally or your loved one. It's all going to be different. Here's the website, wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com, a great place to start and the place to start to learn more about what we're talking about today. I want to point you to the Choices button when you get there, okay? The Choices button over on the right. When you click there, you'll see a window that'll open up that'll give you all the information that you need to really go to the next step. The phone number is there to call. It's 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626. You'll see that number there in the window that comes up. Also, a direct email link. And really, the way that you can request online for your free one-hour Money Work session with Patrick Smith. Once again, wealthawareness.com. I love the website, Patrick, and I think it's a great place to send our listeners initially. So to begin to recognize where those major money leaks are occurring in our lives, what do we need to understand about money in general, Patrick?
Well, Ron, to do this, we begin by outlining the three types of money in people's lives. Your money is made up of these three categories: lifestyle money, accumulated money, or transferred money.
Mm-hmm.
The first type of money is your lifestyle money. Everybody's certainly aware of their lifestyle money more than any of the other types because that's where they live. They spend their money on their lifestyle every day. Most of the financial decisions that you make are centered on your standard of living. Your current lifestyle has taken a lifetime to achieve. Maintaining and increasing your standard of living for the remainder of your life is everyone's basic economic goal. In short, your lifestyle money is the amount of money it takes to maintain that standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of money you earn will end up in this category. People need to be aware that their lifestyle money will continue to consume an increasing amount of their money moving forward into the future. The second type of money is accumulated money. Accumulated money is that portion of their earnings that they attempt to save. And while our best attempts of trying to move our money forward, some of our money ends up in losing and stagnant investments and retirement plans, banks, and other strategies.
Mm-hmm.
The average American is finding it more and more difficult to save and accumulate money.
That's very true.
Financial institutions are all competing for the money that we're trying to save, and we all recognize the importance of our accumulated money. We need to fund our future lifestyles in order for our standard of living to survive the rest of our years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, Ron? Your ability to accumulate and increase your lifestyle money will depend on your awareness and control of the third type of money, the transferred money.
Transferred money.
In everyday life, almost everyone listening to this program right now unknowingly gives or transfers that money away.
Mm.
When this happens, not only do they lose that money, but they also lose the ability to earn on that money once it's been transferred.
That's an important point right there. It really is.
Yeah, it compounds the loss.
Yeah.
And this is what is known as lost opportunity costs. Mm. For every dollar you give away through the major money leaks in your financial plan, you not only lose that dollar, but you also lose the ability to earn money from that dollar for the rest of your life.
Wow.
So in order to learn to recognize these negative transfers of your wealth and understand how they cost you money, you may have to confront conventional financial thinking.
And I think that's really where we are in general as a nation these days. Patrick, my question for you at this point would be this. How do we go about confronting conventional financial thinking? Where do we begin in this process?
Well, we always need to ask ourselves this question. Who is profiting from these transfers of my money, and how are they doing it?
Now, this is such valuable insight to understanding how money works and increasing our wealth awareness. And once again, Patrick, you're helping us ask the right questions.
Yes.
So it's interesting. And we've talked about this before, about asking the right questions. And that puts us back to the positional aspect of where we are with our money. Once again, wealthawareness.com is the website that we want to tell you about today. This is where you want to go to begin the process of learning about the wealth awareness process. It is a process, the beginning of which, to learn how your money works for you. And certainly as you go to that website, you'll want to bookmark it, make it a favorite. It's something you'll want to turn to as a resource many times. Wealthawareness.com. You'll find the number to call there on the website, 817-571-2626. 817-571-2626. Patrick, when they call this number, they can set up a face-to-face meeting with you.
Yes.
There's no cost, no obligation. There's no sales pitch you're going to present to them at the end of it or anything. And once again, it's something that is the beginning of the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Information that is just barely contained in our short time today, you'll learn on the website, wealthawareness.com. And again, click on the Choices tab. I want to point you there in particular. The Choices button will get you the window that will give you the phone number, the email link, and everything you need to begin for the wealth awareness process, wealthawareness.com. So, Patrick, once we begin to confront conventional financial thinking and then ask who is making money from my money and how they're going about doing it, then how do we recognize those major money leaks that are taking place?
Well, let me mention a few examples of areas where these transfers occur. Qualified retirement plans, tax refunds,
mm-hmm.
how you pay for your home, how you pay for your cars, and certain types of investments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just a partial list of areas where I'm going to help people find those money leaks.
Well, you know, it's a blessing to be able to learn this information. Let's discuss some of those that you just mentioned so we can begin to see really what you're talking about, Patrick. Where are the negative transfers of our wealth in qualified retirement plans?
Well, qualified retirement plans are basically forced savings programs. They're not really a tax savings event at all
mm-hmm.
When you put the math to it. The taxes on this money are simply deferred. One thing that is guaranteed with qualified plan is that it will be taxed at some point.
Interesting.
And we've talked about when you retire, whatever you have accumulated in these plans will probably be taxed at a higher rate than today, 30, 40, maybe even 50% or more, regardless of whether your investments did well or not. That is a cost. That is a leak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taxes are a big area of money leaks, and with the right strategic planning, you can greatly reduce or sometimes even eliminate these taxes.
Mm.
These taxes are what we have termed as unintended consequences.
Mm.
It's something that people don't have control over.
Yeah.
Now, another thing is the fees that are involved. There's exorbitant fees involved in 401k plans that I'm sure people have looked at their statements even in the good years and scratch their head and go, well, the market did this, but my deal only did this. What's going on? In fact, there was a special done by 60 Minutes on 401k fees. And we have that 2 minutes of that excerpt on our website that they can go and listen to.
Very good.
And these 401k undisclosed fees from the 60 Minutes segment, now these fees are beginning to be disclosed by the administrators of 401k plans. So,
wow.
So that's helped. But that is a cost that people don't realize. It's a wealth transfer.
Certainly.
And then buy and hold, the strategy of all 401k plans, what has exploded the mutual fund industry was 401k plans.
Yeah.
When I got in the business in 1972, there were 2,000 mutual fund companies.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's over 9,000 mutual fund companies.
Wow.
And the reason there's 9,000 is because of the 401k
plans. 401k plans.
See, buy and hold does not work because it doesn't take into consideration what to do with the money during the down market. Mm. The law says that 95% of all monies in mutual funds have to stay invested all the time.
Wow.
I'm sure we've had people listening to this program that said, why didn't they call me and tell me to move my money in 2008 or 2001?
Right.
Because they can't.
They can't.
It has to be invested. You have to move it. And you didn't plan on you having to manage your money. You thought they were managing your money.
Wow.
Truth is, they're not.
This is why we have to go to school on this. This is why we need to learn the information. That way we can be prepared. You know, you mentioned a moment ago, Patrick, about tax refunds. I think a lot of people may think, you know, hey, if I'm receiving money, how's that a major money leak? You know?
Yep, that's a good question. The average American tends to overpay their taxes.
Well, sure. Yeah.
In fact, they've actually gotten in the habit of, for lifestyle, of going, hey, Martha,
yeah,
it's April. We're going to get our tax refund. And then the rest of the year, they go, hey, Martha, we're short on money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're overpaying their taxes, and the IRS says the average is about $3,000 a year. My personal experience is more like $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Of all the people I don't want holding my money for a year, Patrick, is the IRS.
And why would that be? Because they don't pay you anything on it,
exactly.
And you can't use it. You're giving them a zero interest loan.
That's right.
So someone that's overpaid their taxes $3,000 that's $250 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to say that again. You catch that? That's $250 a month not being put to use for you.
Yeah.
How many of you could use an extra $250 a month?
My hand's up, you know.
Yeah. And what did we talk about a moment ago? Lost opportunity cost.
Yeah, that's right.
If you haven't got it, you can't create velocity on it, and you can't keep it moving for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's $250 a month that you don't have available to you to use on even just expenses if needed, okay? It's $250 a month that you're not able to put somewhere that it can be working for you again and increasing for you. You lost the money and the opportunity to make money with that money.
Right.
And you can't get it back.
When you put it in that perspective, it really does bring it home for us to realize just how sort of mismanaging, easy it is to mismanage. Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial, joining us here on Believers in Business today. Good to have you here. And certainly as we learn the information, we always love to have Pat here to explain these matters for us. You also said a moment ago, Pat, that how you pay for your home can create negative transfers of money. Explain that for us.
That's right. Let's look at how you pay for your home. Your house is probably the largest personal investment you will make.
Mm-hmm.
How you decide to pay for it can create unnecessary wealth transfers. Ron, I'm going to read 5 statements about mortgages. And when I'm finished, tell me which of these statements you would say are true.
Okay.
Number 1, a large down payment will save you more money over time than a small down payment. Number 2, a 15-year mortgage will save you more over time than a 30-year. Number 3, making extra principal payments saves you money. Number 4, the interest rate is the main factor in determining the cost of a mortgage. And number 5, you are more secure having your house paid off than having it financed 100%.
Hmm.
Guess what the truth is? It will surprise you.
Okay.
What would be your answer?
You know, all of these sound like they would be true, Patrick.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, yeah.
So if what you thought to be true about mortgages turned out not to be true, when would you want to know about it?
Right about now.
In other words, if I'm losing, if I got a major money leak because of how I'm handling my mortgage,
right,
wouldn't I want to know about it?
Absolutely.
And it comes down to knowing the answers to those five questions. And we have a very comprehensive mortgage calculator where we can go through each of those questions for any of our listeners, mm-hmm, and show them in black and white what the true answer is, and just show them why there are money leaks and how they're handling their mortgages.
Very good. And again, wealthawareness.com is the website that we'll point you to for these resources, and I'll detail that for you in just a bit here in just a moment as we talk with Patrick Smith, Baring Financial. Hey, Patrick, what about buying cars? What about purchasing cars? Break that down for us, if you will.
Yeah, that's a favorite too. Let's say, for example, that over your lifetime you purchased 10 new cars starting at about age 35. Mm-hmm. If you could have someone just kept the interest you paid purchasing these cars and receive a 7% return on that money that you kept, you would have accumulated approximately $575,000.
Over $500,000.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Instead, after 40 years of driving, all most people have to show for it is a four-year-old Buick worth about $12,000.
On a good day.
Yeah. Now, for those listeners who would say, well, we pay cash for all of our cars, so we don't pay interest because we don't have payments. Mm-hmm. That's right. You aren't spending extra money on interest. But what you are doing is spending thousands of dollars of your hard-earned cash all at once. And again, you need to consider lost opportunity cost, because you had to accumulate that money, and now you're spending it down, and you don't have it, and you're losing opportunity cost. Once that money is spent and gone, you not only gave up that money, but all the money you could have earned on those thousands of dollars for the rest of your life.
Interesting.
Something we'll be talking about in the near future on a program is how to become your own bank.
Wow.
In other words, you can spend those dollars on a new car, but still keep the principal and have it growing for yourself at the very same time. This is called leverage, or the velocity of your money, and we teach people how to do that.
Very good. Very good. That sounds like a dream come true. I can't wait to get into this this information in the time to come. Patrick, give us the bottom line here. What are we talking about when it comes right down to the day-to-day for everybody? Give us the bottom line, brother.
Well, here's what people need to understand. While everyone is focusing on their lifestyle and accumulated money, the answers to increasing your wealth lay hidden in your transferred money.
Mm-hmm.
Those major money leaks where your wealth is being transferred away to someone else. If you have the opportunity to recapture many of those dollars that you're transferring to others and keep that money for yourself, would you do it?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Of course you would. The information we discussed today may create a lot of questions in people's minds, but that's a good thing.
Sure.
Because that means they're beginning to engage in a new thought process. Let me say this to the listeners right now. Once we meet for your free money work session, if you begin to apply the understanding about your money that you get from this program, four things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you will increase your money supply. Number two, you'll create more and better benefits for yourself and your family. Number three, you will reduce and eliminate the risk of trying to increase your wealth, including future taxation.
Mm-hmm.
You will accomplish all this without spending one more dime than you're already spending.
Interesting. Wow.
Okay.
This is great.
And I want to give a quick example of money leaks saving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you make $75,000 a year. Let's say you're saving $5,000 a year. And let's say we sit down and we find 1% of your money leaks,
okay.
1% of your income after savings, $70,000. We find 1% of that, and it's $700.
Okay.
Well, you've been saving five. We add $700 to it. You now have $5,700.
Mm-hmm.
That $700 that we found on $5,000 is a 14% increase in your money supply.
Wow.
And you didn't have to take one risk.
Wow.
To increase your money supply.
And that extra funds, Patrick, is in the velocity of money,
that's
as you
exactly
described.
That's exactly right.
Wonderful.
That is the whole point.
Our time flies so quickly when you're here. Lots of great information. What a blessing to have you here, Patrick, and to share with our listeners not only the information on the radio here, but to have the information in the wealth awareness process. Thank you, brother, for all that you do, and it's always good to see you. Welcome back. Good to
see
you.
Thank you, Ron.
Patrick Smith from Baring Financial, our good friend, and the information that you're hearing today on the show is certainly expounded when you log on to the website. Make this one a favorite. You'll want to bookmark this site and return to it many times. Treat it as a resource, if you will. Wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com. Also, do one more thing when you log on. Inform your loved ones about this. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends, your family. Anyone in your circle of life that would appreciate the information and that you love and care for, you'll want to pass this on. Their phone number is 817-571-2626. Again, that's 817-571-2626. If you can't write this down, it's on the website. When you go to wealthawareness.com, click on the Choices button, okay? The Choices button. You can click on the other buttons, of course, as you browse the site. But as you go there, click on the Choices button. That's going to open up a box for you to see the phone number I just gave, a direct email link for you to send an email if you prefer to go that route. And right there online, you could submit your request for your free one-hour Money Works session that we just described with Patrick Smith. It's a wonderful way to meet Patrick, get to know him to get to know you. No cost involved, no obligation, no product sales pitch, none of that there. And you'll find Patrick to be just a delightful gentleman to get to meet and get you on the road to the successful place that you want to be with your money. The beginning of a process. It's the wealth awareness process of learning how money works for you. Wealthawareness.com. Thanks for joining us today.